Mel, it's been a long night for members of North Arkansas Electric Cooperative and your linemen.
Yeah, let me tell you, it has been a long line. We talked yesterday, and you know, I've seen wet snows before. I've never seen anything this heavy. This is, Heather, very reminiscent of the ice storm of 2009. We've got right at 26,000 members out of power. Most of those have been out all night. Our men were out all night working, and we would get one line on, and they would leave it. 30 minutes later, that same line would go back out. So we really didn't make any progress overnight because the snow kept falling, the limbs kept falling, and the lines kept going out. And hopefully today we're going to get a better assessment on the damage and what damage we see, how severe it is, and hopefully get the system back up as soon as we can.
You literally gave me chills when you said it was reminiscent of the ice storm. We still have PTSD from that time.
Yeah, trust me. We have stories and we have PTSD. It's as close to the ice storm as I've seen. I've never seen, since the ice storm, I haven't seen over, you know, 10 or 12,000 out of power. Now, that's a lot. Don't get me wrong. One's a lot if it's you or if it's, you know, me or whoever. But I've never seen 25,000. I haven't seen 25,000 out since the ice storm. And this is, however, you know, and I don't want people to think this is going to be 19 days either, which is what the ice storm is. But, you know, at this point, I really don't know. If I was going to wager a guess on total restoration time for everyone, you know, it's a crazy guess anyway. Having not seen the system, I'm going to say this is at least 72 hours, if not more. But you know, we'll find out. We'll have people coming in to help us too, Heather, and that's a good thing. The other co-ops that aren't damaged, as soon as they release their crews, we'll have a help as well.
12,000 out in Baxter County, a little over 650 out in Marion County. Fulton County has 5,670. Is there a hardest hit area, or is it just widespread?
No, it's widespread. Even the eastern part of the system, which got the least amount of the snow, I guess you could say Baxter County is the hardest hit because it was on the western edge and got more snow. But I'm telling you, Fulton County and Izard County got slammed as well. Sharp County, a lot of outages. Those are mainly in the western part of Sharp County. But yeah, it's, you know, we've got 5,000 miles of power line, and you know, pretty much every mile has got somebody off.
KTLO News is also reporting you pulled a TV reporter from KAIT out off the side of the road last night. Is that true?
Yeah, we did. Ryan Vaughn from Channel 8 got in the ditch, and some buddies of mine got him out. And as we speak, he is in my office. He stayed there all night last night and was glad to have a warm couch to lay his head down on.
Mel, we appreciate your time this morning. We're going to talk to you again for our 12 o'clock newscast today when we have more of an idea of where the co-op's at with the restoration.
Yeah, we'll keep you all informed. Thank you.
Thank you.